This is the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart of Crystal Lake Tax. And we'd like to humbly let you know that Michael Stewart was recently selected by Wealth and Finance Magazine for Best Retirement Planning in Illinois for 2023. Plus, Crystal Lake Tax was recently chosen by Inc. Magazine for the Inc. 5000 as one of America's fastest-growing private companies. We're honored and proud. Now, here's today's Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart.
If you're looking for financial advice that is not about selling you products, rather having a blueprint that coordinates your investments, taxes, and estate into one plan, all under one roof, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, powered by the Retirement Income Source. Michael is the founder of Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. Michael has been a fiduciary financial planner for over 20 years, serving clients across the country on their conservative financial planning needs. Michael is the author of the Amazon book, Purpose-Based Investing, 9 Lessons to Rescue Your Retirement from Wall Street. So let's head over to the drafting table and get this episode of the Retirement Success Blueprint started.
Welcome to the Retirement Success Blueprint. I am your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. This show is always going to be talking about the importance of income investing, controlling your taxes, and having clarity so that way you can catapult yourself into the retirement that you envision. Because in retirement, if there is no income, there is no retirement. So today we're going to be talking about understanding the difference between offense and defense, like investing for your retirement years, and why there's such a distinction between both of those strategies. Now, before we begin today's topic, for those of you new to the show, let me provide a quick introduction. Each week, I share different aspects on wealth management. Now, wealth management is far deeper than just investment management. You see, most people have an investment plan, what we call a junk drawer of stocks, bonds, mutual funds, annuities, but they have no real plan on how all that fits together. That's why they just have an investment person, just a broker that sells them stuff. Oh, they talk about financial planning, but have they actually done it for you? Or have they only sold you stuff? At my firm, Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, we are wealth managers. What's the difference between an investment broker and a wealth manager? Investment brokers only handle your investments. They meet with you once, twice a year, show you a bunch of charts, tell you your money went up or down, and really that's about it. If you need any specific tax strategies, they say go see your CPA or tax person. If you have estate planning questions, they tell you go see your estate planning attorney. Folks, this is your life savings we're talking about. Your advisor should be able to provide the lead on all aspects of your financial life, taxes, investments, and estate. We like to consider ourselves at Crystal Lake Tax and Financial the general manager of your financial team. Overseeing the other professionals on investments, taxes, and the estate planning attorneys, so that way, we can provide a plan that addresses all areas of your financial life. Under one roof at Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, we have fiduciary financial planners, a CPA, enrolled agents, notaries, paralegals, and a legal team for estate planning. In fact, as a wealth manager and a fiduciary for the last 24 years, I've helped successful savers like you with what are their 5 biggest concerns. 1, make smart choices with your money, not taking too much risk, just enough to achieve your goals. Most of our clients are close to retirement or in retirement, and they understand that they've made and saved most of the retirement funds. They just can't afford for it to go away. So we need to make smart choices with their money to make sure it lasts as long as they do. Wealth enhancement. How do we mitigate taxes? Proactively save unnecessary taxes over a lifetime. Wealth transfer. Transfer to heirs with the least cost, least taxes, least fees, least time, least government involvement. Wealth protection. Life, disability, long-term care, protecting your assets from unjust and frivolous lawsuits. And the 5th thing we assist clients with, maximizing charitable impact if charitable giving is important. So assisting our clients with most of these 5 concerns is where there's real value. Your financial life is more complicated than just investments. We make sure your money's protected, you get all the income and retirement you need, and you're legally paying the least amount in taxes so you can leave the legacy that you want. So today, once again, we're going to be talking about understanding the difference between offense and defense, like investing for your retirement years, and why there's such a distinction between both of those strategies. And believe it or not, you have both of them in your portfolio right now, but one will make the difference of whether your portfolio will last as long as you will. And so you're probably just like me. You want to know if your money's going to last longer than you, and that is still the number one fear most American retirees have today, running out of money before they run out of life. How can I get the most mileage out of my money? You see, the reason you saved in those 401ks, 403bs, TSPs, IRAs, Roth IRAs, saving accounts and all, and some of you plan perfectly for those latter years when you no longer provide income for your family when the paycheck stops. You see, those paychecks still need to keep coming in retirement. They're just not coming from your boss anymore. You want to have the same confidence that you had while you were working that those paychecks from your portfolio are still going to be coming in. And I did say paychecks. Exactly what I'm talking about right now. We're talking about income. Retirement income is a paycheck. Question is, where is that paycheck coming from? And this show will show you what to do and, most importantly, what not to do. You see, most of us want to be equally successful in retirement like we were when we were working. And the real question is, how do you do that? And I think it's the biggest reason why people sometimes hesitate before they go into retirement, because they really don't want to give up that comfort of those paychecks, because they don't know whether their money's going to be able to last as long as they do. How do I get income off this stuff? That's why I say most people just have a financial junk drawer, right? You got a bunch of stuff, you think you saved enough, but you don't really know how it all works together. And I understand that, and I'm right here with you. You see, that's the purpose of this show, to be able to help you know the difference between creating wealth and being able to maintain and preserve your wealth. It's like you're a mountain climber and you're going to climb Mount Everest, which is the dream for most mountain climbers. But they know it's not necessarily going up the hill as important as making it on the way back down. You see, when you go into retirement, you're coming back down that hill. And the question is, do you want retirement just like the ones that make it down the hill? And of course you do. Most people don't know that most deaths for people climbing Mount Everest are on the descent, not the ascent. It's on the way down that most people die, not on the way up. And your retirement can kind of be the same thing. Saving was easy. How do you do with it when the paychecks stop? How do you make this money last? How do you protect yourself from longevity? Because the longer you live, guess what? There's going to be market crashes. There's going to be high taxes. There's going to be high inflation. There's going to be uncertainty. There's going to be healthcare events. That's making it back down the hill successfully. Do you want a retirement to be the same way successfully that gets you to come down that hill? That's what we all want. We want to be successful. And that's peace of mind and knowing you're going to be able to succeed. So you see, we can't control everything that comes along, right? And if you hang around until tomorrow, guess what? Something else is going to change. Matter of fact, it was once said, there's nothing no more permanent than a change. And what I mean by change is we're talking about tomorrow, and nobody knows about tomorrow. We just know we invest our money, cross our fingers and toes, and hope that tomorrow is going to be better than today. But it's that unknown, that uncertainty, that some of us are optimistic and we believe that it'll be good, and then others are kind of pessimistic, or maybe even a little more realistic about the uncertainty. And so the thing is, you want to be able to migrate through retirement. And did you know that the mountain climbers, whenever they climbed Mount Everest, whenever they went up that hill, Sir Edmund Hillary was the first man to ever climb Mount Everest, and his biggest concern was coming back down the hill. Wasn't going up. He felt like the adrenaline going up was going to get him there. I mean, think about it. When we're working, we're accumulating money. That's the easy part. Yes, you had the discipline to do so. You saved, you scrimped, you worked hard, you sacrificed. Now you got to figure out a way to keep that money, so that way you can still have peace of mind whenever you're in retirement and transition into retirement, and how you create income from that money, that retirement savings in retirement. So just like Sir Edmund Hillary said, and if I'm going to succeed at this, I got to get a Sherpa to get me to come back that hill successfully. And did you know there are other mountain climbers that didn't make it? Matter of fact, it's been said that most mountain climbers that don't make it, it's whenever they come down the hill, come down the mountain, more so than when they go up, because they didn't have a Sherpa. They didn't have a guide. Now, you may be one of those that's smart enough to be able to really know how to invest your money in a way, and maybe you save so much money that it's not a problem. Well, we do help people that come into our office, take a call with us, and they're not necessarily needing income today. They just want to have a gradual growth, not take the same amount of risk that they did to accumulate these assets when they were working. And so that type of portfolio, that's the one I see a lot. That's where you have more mixture of stocks that pay dividends, a little less on the income side on the bonds, bond-like instruments, and still be more moderate for your risk. Maybe a middle-of-the-road investor. I know some of you are probably wondering if you're even on track to retire. And that's the reason why many people call our office from the radio show or even go through our website, crystallaketax.com. Schedule an appointment that way as well. And what they're looking for is something simple, easy to understand, and the goal of retirement, and we call ours a retirement risk report, is to be able to help you know the difference between offense and defense. They always say sin is believing, right? Well, a lot of people put things off so they have no way of seeing that because they didn't take the first step. And that first step is actually making the phone call. We set up what's called a 15-minute strategy call. It's your questions, get them answered. If it makes sense to have another conversation or get together, we will. But the purpose of this is really get that retirement risk report started for you. Find out where you are now, where you're trying to go, and kind of fill that gap. So how do you get that retirement risk report? Let's get on a 15-minute phone call. Raise your hand. 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822. Or you go to crystallaketax.com. That way you can find out, are you on track to retire? Where's your income going to come for? How do you manage taxes? All of these things are just as important. So you'll be surprised of the people that did not think they were ready to retire. And you may be one of those right now. You're listening, you're going down the road. You didn't think you could retire because they don't understand the mechanics of money and how to get income from their investments. All they know how to do is draw a paycheck from their employer, spend the money, enjoy the non-retirement at the moment. See, you're transitioning into something that's kind of the unknown. And so we help people with that phone call be able to determine if they can actually comfortably do that transition into retirement, or if they're already retired, is their money going to last? Are they getting income the right way? Are they minimizing their taxes the right way? So that way they can have some defense as well as some offense. And of course, we got a lot of information today when it comes to these two components of offense and defense and why you need to know the distinction between playing offense and playing defense. And that brings me up to a client that I met way back in 2011. Some of you may have heard this and most probably have not, though. It's always worth repeating. And the reason why is because I'm going to tell you what offense can cause as far as getting income from their portfolio and thinking that everything's just going to work out. I call it crossing your fingers and toes and hoping. Most importantly, they forgot to transition to this new phase, which was called retirement, and how offense will not work if that's the main strategy. Because most people, believe it or not, are focusing on total return when you build your investments. When you're creating wealth, that worked well for you. Grow, grow, grow. Because first of all, you had income coming in each and every month from your employer. Really didn't matter whether you got growth or not in any one given month, but over the long run, you had growth coming in over 20, 30, 40 years. But the most important component of building wealth is more growth than income. So in other words, income can take a back seat when you're playing offense. The income is the defensive mechanism. But when you approach retirement, you're within about 5 years of retirement or you're in retirement, the income is actually playing defense now. In other words, you got to increase the income so you know the set return you're going to get independent of market conditions. And that way you can still position yourself for growth, but not at the expense of your current income needs. And I hope that makes sense. So going back to this gentleman who came in our office in 2011, he and his wife both, they came in to an educational talk that we had on retirement. And to say the least, it was kind of a little too late, at least to maintain the lifestyle. And that's because he chose an offensive strategy. Not necessarily him, but the advisors they had worked with for over 20 years. Well, when he retired in 2001, he had $1.2 million. Now he had a little bit of cash and some emergency money in the bank. And so think about $1.2 million back in 2001. 20-something years ago was quite a bit of money. So he and his advisor came up with a plan. Let's stick with his stock strategy is what they said. That's the offensive strategy. And let's continue to take out about 5% a year, right? We've been doing well through the 90s. And what I'll do is this. I'll just take withdrawals from your portfolio of 5%. Now, keep in mind, I'm telling you this is a problem because they're calling it income when in fact, they're selling stuff. They're not generating 5% in interest and dividends. They're actually selling shares, 5% of the portfolio, and calling it income. Now, when he came in 2011, 10 years later, from our educational talk he had listened to, I was talking that there's two ways you can get income. You're either going to withdraw principal or you're going to withdraw real income. And he realized that he'd been withdrawing principal. And that offensive strategy for 10 straight years, well, if you take 5% of the $1.2 million, that's $60,000. From that $1.2 million during a time frame when the stock market didn't help you whatsoever, right? The market crashed from 2000 to 2002, but it's okay. By 2007, it got back to where it was. You recovered that 50% loss, and then it crashed another 50%. And then it took actually until 2013 for the market to get back where it was in 2007, where it was in 2000. Almost 13 years of a flat market. Now imagine taking income off a portfolio, spending principal during those 10 years, thinking that it's income, the story's not going to end well. So it's supposed to be the tailwind at your back, the market bailing you out. But when markets go down, it doesn't work that way. And it's happened twice. And so by the time he got in our office in 2011, his portfolio had actually sunk to $470,000 from $1.2 million to $470,000 because he was taking income the wrong way. By the way, this guy was really enjoying the retirement those first 10 years. He was in his mid-70s by the now. He was very healthy. And there was a concern for he and his wife, too. So they both have longevity. Most of their family members have lived in their late 80s and 90s. They still had another 15, 20 years ahead of them. Keep in mind, we don't know how long we're going to live. So we assume people want about a 30-year retirement. Well, he had already seen it, and it doesn't look like his money's going to last, and he's only 10 years in. So we wind up having to sell a second home, which was part of his retirement in Arizona, so that way he could get more assets to get more income, because he already knew he was going to have to take a loss in income going forward. Now, folks, now as usual, as this is a show where in retirement income is the outcome, I want to put together what I call our Retirement Success Toolkit. A Retirement Success Toolkit's got several things in it. It's got a copy of my book, The Retirement Success Blueprint, How to Build the Retirement You Deserve, a companion report titled, Are You Paying Too Much Taxes in Retirement? And another report, 11 Signs You're Working with the Wrong Advisor. So the Retirement Success Toolkit can be yours free of charge. Simply raise your hand, give us a call. We'll mail it out to you at our expense. 866-316-0822 to get the complimentary Retirement Success Toolkit. Give us a call, 866-316-0822. Or request it at crystallaketax.com. Love to get that out to you, no cost, no obligation. We'll mail it at our expense and get this critical retirement success toolkit in your hands today. Folks, 2024 is going to be crazy. We're already starting to see more volatility in the markets. Inflation's creeping its head back up. The Fed's delaying rate cuts. We got a presidential election coming up. Protect yourself, protect your portfolio, protect your family. Get this critical retirement success toolkit in your hands today. Be happy to send that out to you. No cost, no obligation. So you may be thinking that if we did have a 2000 to 2013 bear market again, like I just talked about, what could be more defensive? And I'll have that answer right here on the Retirement Success Blueprint when we come back. You're listening to the Retirement Success Blueprint. This is your host, fiduciary financial planner Michael Stewart with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial.
This is the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, powered by the Retirement Income Source.
Thanks for tuning in to today's show. As an added bonus, just for listening, we've created a companion piece to today's program, the Retirement Risk Report. We know you'll find this companion piece a valuable tool. For your complimentary copy of the Retirement Risk Report, just reach out to our show.
Call 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822. Or visit us online at crystallaketax.com. Welcome back to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, brought to you by Crystal Lake Tax and Financial.
Thanks for listening to the Retirement Success Blueprint. I am your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. I had shared you a question. What is the defensive strategy if we were to encounter another bear market like we had from 2000 to 2013, right? We had two 50% market crashes during that time frame. It took until 2013 for the markets to get back where they were in 2007, 6 years earlier, and even 2013 years earlier. So how do you get income off your portfolio in retirement when a bear market's not your friend? So a bear market means there's no growth. And that's not good news for somebody that's got their portfolio that's designed only for growth. They're trying to get income from it simultaneously, which means that they're spending principal. So in a bear market, just like I had shared with you, the gentleman that went from 2001 to 2011 saw his portfolio go from $1.2 million down to $470,000. He'd seen it dwindle by about $700,000. He'll never be able to recover that, and the damage was done so bad, he actually had to start cutting back on his income plan. And imagine cutting back on your income when inflation actually went up, when cost of living is actually higher. Inflation in 10 years may have gone up 20, 30%, but he's still got to cut back on his income. So everything is 20, 30% more expensive, but he's got to live on less. So his changes and her changes actually messed up their whole retirement plan because they only stuck with a growth strategy. They had to basically sell their second home in Arizona, live off of some of those assets because they were still afraid they weren't going to have enough money. But the defensive strategy that I'm talking about, folks, is what we did with him going forward. So their income went from $60,000 to about $35,000 a year, and that's a pretty significant decrease. But the good news is in their situation, now they're spending just interest and dividends, and they still have some market-linked growth. Therefore, they don't have to focus on the offensive side of the markets in case it didn't work out. So when the markets tanked after COVID, when the markets tanked in 2022, guess what? It didn't impact their income. You see, offense, when it comes to the stock market, that means that the markets have to grow. They have to cooperate. Over time, they will. You just don't know when. Then they have to shoot to the moon for that strategy to work, because when you're taking income out, if all you're doing is focused on growth, you're selling shares along the way. And that's not income, folks. That's spending your principal, because now you don't have those shares for future growth in the future. He even agreed with his financial advisor, because thinking about it for a moment, they had seen 20 plus years of a robust stock market in the 80s and the 90s, the best market history prior to 2001. You probably know it. That was the best bull market in history, and that's where people built a lot of wealth. It was in the 80s and the 90s, and I mean, you could double your money about every 3 to 5 years if you had just stayed the course. Well, you see, when you go into retirement, you're hoping that that offensive strategy is still going to maintain itself. But unfortunately, and as history has shown, it may not, because you don't know the future. There's more uncertainty. Interest rates change. Inflation changes. Markets are a lot more volatile than they were years ago. Neither did the advisor know. He didn't know. The advisor didn't know. They were just hoping that things would continue to work out. And do you think they would have actually invested the money only in growth, knowing that the portfolio was going to be cut in half? So this is the question of what should have been done during that period. Well, believe it or not, some income instruments like dividend-paying stocks actually fared better in that type of environment. Why? Because dividends are a defensive strategy. You can ride it out. What he was doing was basically, since he didn't have enough dividends coming in, enough income from his portfolio from that $1.2 million, let's just say he was short $35,000. So he was taking over half the money he wanted to by selling shares to take money out. Now, when the market's going up, you don't notice that you're spending through your own principal because the other shares that you still own are still growing. But the thing is, you don't get any future growth or any future dividends off of the things that you just sold. So it's kind of like a mortgage. If you think about a mortgage, when you take out a 30-year mortgage, you know, initially everything's going to interest, very little will go into principal until you get towards the end. Well, think about cannibalizing your portfolio is the same way. Initially, you really don't notice it, especially if the market's going up, because you're just nibbling on a few shares here, a few shares there. So let's say, you know, stocks were at $100 a share and you needed $1,000. Well, you had to sell 10 shares to get $1,000. But what happens when the market got cut in half and now those shares are trading at $50? You still need $1,000. So how many shares do you have to sell now? 20. Twice as many shares to get the same income. That's how we run out of money, folks. So he was cannibalizing his principal. But see, if he had contractual instruments, fixed income or dividend paying instruments, and we're going to elaborate on contractual instruments here because that's a great defensive tool. And not only that, the time of the contractual instruments right now is the best that I've seen since 2006. Contractually, this gentleman, if he would have just been spending interest in bonds and preferreds, things like that, I know it's hindsight, but guess what? He would still have over $1.2 million. He could still take the same level of income that he could have before. So bonds still, it doesn't matter whether the markets are volatile or not. They pay interest, and not only that, they also return your money back at maturity, assuming they didn't go out of business, right? You can't do that with stocks. Matter of fact, companies can cut dividends on their stocks. So there's no contract there that when you get a dividend from a stock, because in this case, he would have just had dividend paying stocks. And by the way, we tell people you don't want to try to do this at home. This is not a place for amateurs. I mean, we've got many people that'll Google dividend paying stocks and they'll look at the top 10 companies and say, well, that's where I need to have my money. Well, did you know there's a science to dividend stocks that'll continue to pay? And some stocks are going to quit paying. And you need to know the difference. There's things that are called values and there are value traps. So it's important to be able to know that that's the reason why we decided we want to be income specialists. That's all we do is specialize in dividend paying stocks, fixed income, preferreds, REITs, business development companies. Your investments pay you cash flow. One of the reasons why people don't like investing in stocks specifically is they're afraid they're going to pick the wrong one. So they pick stock funds instead. And therefore, they kind of feel diversified, even though some of those companies are going to fail inside that fund. So if I got somebody that knows what they're doing, then I stand the chance of that not happening. So if this makes sense for you, in other words, what can you do defensively if that period was going to happen again, if we go through a rough patch in the markets? By the way, don't you agree that that's possible? Well, anything's possible, right? Matter of fact, historically, the trends of bear markets are typically longer than bull markets are. So in other words, you should be thinking about what's the worst case scenario, not just always the rose-colored glass best case scenario. You see, offense will win some games, but you can still lose those games when you're only focusing on offense if you don't have defense in your portfolio to stop the other team. So if at any point in today's show you're wondering if you're on track to retire, or if you're already in retirement, are you on track to have confidence in your retirement income plan going forward? Look, if you want to know, hey, does this make sense for me? Or I'm interested in this, but I don't know what to do or how I should do it. That's where we come in at Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. We've done this for thousands of people in Chicagoland and Madison area. We've been doing this for 16 years at Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. We've got clients in over 20 states across this country. All we do is eat, sleep, live, breathe retirement, income tax focused planning. There are a lot of nuances about how you get money off of your portfolio, live off of it forever, versus maybe just different types of advisors that only want to focus on growth. Folks, growth doesn't always come. And in retirement, you need the income. Not everybody's situation is the same. We make different recommendations all the time. You don't want to apply some cookie cutter blanket advice and have it be the wrong advice for your situation. Folks, there is zero cost, no obligation to do anything on a long-term basis. We're happy to help. It all starts with a 15-minute strategy call. It's complimentary. It's your questions answered. If it makes sense to meet after that, great. We'll talk about what that looks like. If it doesn't, you're going to get your questions answered. How do you get that complimentary 15-minute strategy call? Raise your hand, 866-316-0822. We'll compare calendars and get you for that 15-minute strategy call, 866-316-0822, or go to crystallaketax.com. You're listening to Retirement Success Blueprint, and today we're talking about the difference between offense and defense in your portfolio. So there was a farmer that was laying around this large rock in his field for many years. Many years he kept damaging some of his equipment, his plows, his cultivators, and so forth. And he got to the point that he really got tired of it. So one day he went to a shed. He just so happened to have dynamite. And I wonder if you can do that today. And I guess if you're in the country, you probably can. And he wanted to blow that rock to pieces because it was a pretty costly. But he decided to take a pry bar with him just in case, because messing with the dynamite could be pretty dangerous. So what he did is he took this pry bar, he got underneath the rock, and guess what happened? He realized that this rock, which he thought was huge, wound up actually only being a few inches thick. You talk about a guy that actually thought this thing was going to be so significantly huge that he was going to have to take a dangerous step, take dynamite, get rid of it, so that way he can keep from damaging his equipment. Now all of a sudden he finds out it wasn't as big of a deal as he thought it was. In other words, it was a small obstacle. Matter of fact, he went away kind of smiling. You see, that's why we talk about in the retirement risk report. The obstacle is simple. It's getting defense on your portfolio, not always offense. So if you want to get offense to work in your favor, then you got to be able to figure out a way to prevent from spending your shares, cannibalizing your principal in your portfolio. Now, if you got 15 years in retirement, you want to start spending some of your principal when you're 80, that's fine. Question is, how many more years do you need your money? You see, most clients that retire in their 60s, there's a really good chance they need this money for another 25, 30 years. Think about if you start off with $1 million, you still got $1 million or more 15 years later, it's not the end of the world. But if you start out with $1 million and you got $400,000, that's a problem. I know that would give you a lot of comfort of just knowing that there's some confidence, some clarity, and understand where your income's coming from independent of market conditions. So instead of trying to fix it sooner than later, it would have saved him a whole lot of money had he done it. Well, you see, whenever you go into retirement, the defensive strategy will save you and allow you to be able to preserve your principal. That's the whole goal. I know a lot of people and a lot of advisors say, you know, they're all about wealth preservation. Well, I'm going to be honest with you. The portfolios that I see, 99% of them are not preserving wealth. In fact, they could blow up the wealth because they have their clients taking too much risk. They have them in high fee portfolios. They have them in situations where they're not tax efficient. And I don't know what they mean by preservation of wealth, but whatever portfolios they're putting together are not. Not unless they're going to be telling me that when the markets are volatile, maybe just don't spend as much. But that's not a real plan, folks. One of the things, and I'm going to get on my soapbox here for a second. One of the things that annoys me in this industry, advisors and brokers will tell you to take way more risk than maybe what you should. They got you 60, 70, 80, 90% in the market. And that's great when the market's going up. But when it goes down and you're down 20, 30%, what do they tell you? buy and hold, stay the course, market goes up over time, time in the market, not timing the market. And that all makes sense over a 100-year period. It may not make sense over the next 10 or 20 years of your retirement, though, because we don't know where the bottom is. But what they're really asking you to do is, hey, you can't take that income off your portfolio now. We're down 20, 30%. So they're asking you to either do one of two things. One, reduce your income in retirement because the markets, the very portfolio they built, is not cooperating with you. Or waste time, which is the one resource you don't have as much of at this point in your life. So waste time or live on a diminished lifestyle or a combination of both. Folks, that doesn't need to be an option if you're defensive in your portfolio. Well, I don't want to tell people that they got to put things on hold and not take income just because the markets went up or down. That's why you invest for income in the first place. It's why you're defensive. It's intentional. It's a defensive strategy. You may be thinking, my advisor says I've got defense now. I'm using bonds. Well, that depends on the type of bonds you have and determine whether you're truly defensive or not. Believe it or not, we'll have that answer next right here on the Retirement Success Blueprint. Now, as usual, before we go to break, because this is a show where in retirement income is the outcome, I put together what I'd like to refer to as our Retirement Success Toolkit. Retirement Success Toolkit's got a lot of things in it. Why? Because in retirement, with the crazy volatility we're seeing this year, you need a lot of things. It's got a copy of my recent book, The Retirement Success Blueprint, How to Build a Retirement You Deserve, companion report, Are You Paying Too Much Taxes in Retirement?, and another report, 11 Signs You're Working With the Wrong Advisor. So the Retirement Success Toolkit can be yours free of charge. Simply raise your hand, give us a call, 866-316-0822. Again, 866-316-0822. Or go to crystallaketax.com. Love to get that out to you. No cost, no obligation. We'll even cover postage at our expense to get this critical retirement success toolkit in your hands today. Folks, 2024 is going to be a crazy year. We got volatility. Inflation's creeping up again. You got the Fed putting interest rate cuts on hold because of those things. We got a presidential election that's going to be crazy. There is a lot of uncertainty going forward. Are we going into a recession? Are we not? Hard landing, soft landing. Get this Retirement Success Toolkit in your hands so you can protect your wealth and your family. You're listening to the Retirement Success Blueprint. I'm your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. We'll be right back after this.
You're listening to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, powered by the Retirement Income Source.
Thanks for listening to our show. Our Income First model is a strategy that seeks to focus on income through a diverse portfolio of fixed income and fixed income-like equity positions. To accomplish this, we just avoid mutual funds and we focus on individual income-generating securities that can be customized and managed for your specific investment needs. By being willing to stray away from a short-term benchmark, we can focus on delivering a more secure and reliable year-over-year income stream and opportunistically manage through volatility. To learn more about our Income First approach, just reach out to the show today.
Call 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822. Or visit us online at crystallaketax.com. Have you missed any of today's Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart? No problem. You can hear all of our shows online anytime 24/7 at crystallaketax.com. That's crystallaketax.com. Time now for the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, brought to you by Crystal Lake Tax and Financial.
We're back with more of the Retirement Success Blueprint. I am your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. At the break, I brought up something that some people will tell me and say, hey, my advisor says I have defense now. I'm using bonds already. Well, that depends on the type of bonds you have, and that'll determine whether you're truly defensive or not. And I told you I'd have that answer. You see, a bond has two sets of guarantees, and I'm talking about actual bonds, individual bonds, not bond funds, not bond ETFs. And so more than likely, what most of you have, if you go look at your statements, you log in, you've got bond mutual funds or bond exchange traded funds, ETFs. You don't actually own individual bonds. So you don't have the guaranteed return of your principal at maturity and the guaranteed yield, the interest rate, that you're getting on a face value. They're going to pay you on that principal for a certain period of time, but it's not insured. So if you've got a bond, say, with Coca-Cola, and they're going to pay you 5% a year, And you're going to get that 5%. Let's say you got $100,000 in that. You're going to get $5,000 a year just in interest. And let's say it's a 10-year bond. You're going to get $5,000 a year for 10 years, which is $50,000. Now, if you had a bond mutual fund, you don't have any of those assurances because they own a bunch of different bonds in there. So are you going to get 5%? Maybe yes, maybe no. Is there a maturity date? Your bond funds don't mature. You only get it back when you sell those shares. Are those shares going to be worth more or less in the future? What's the credit quality of the companies in that bond fund? You don't have any control over that. They're indirect contracts. They're not even contractual. So there's never ever a promise that you actually get your money back when you are in a bond fund. And here's the big one. The income-owned bond funds are typically a lot less than on the individual bonds. You see, think about that for a moment. If you're in the market to shop CDs, do you want the high CD rate? Absolutely. Well, it's the same way if you're going to be buying individual bonds versus bond funds. And if you can get 1%, 2% extra on your yield from individual bonds, then why would you buy the bond funds and lose all the assurances that typically come with buying individual bonds? That doesn't make sense. So why wouldn't you get the higher yield? Well, to me, I think so because at the end of the day, I got to have my money and I like to know when I get my money back. I want to know exactly how much interest I'm going to earn as long as I hold it to maturity. I want to know when the maturity is. So when can I expect to get all my money back, assuming they don't go out of business, but that's something we manage, right? We understand the credit quality. So when you buy an individual bond, you understand the yield, exactly how much interest they're going to pay. You understand the maturity date. You understand the credit quality. You understand the market value, what you're paying for it. You don't have any of those things. The only thing you have when you buy a bond fund is the market value, because you can't control the yield. There is no maturity. And it's why if your portfolio is large enough, you want to build your fixed income, your defensive part of the portfolio, from individual securities where you know the yield, you know the maturity, and you know the credit quality of the very things that you have. So in other words, let's just use a comparison here for a minute. So 2022, as rates are going up, and let's say you're drawing $40,000 a year off of $1 million, but you've got contractual bonds. So you actually own the individual bonds. So that's better than drawing $20,000 a year from a bunch of bond funds, right? You're getting twice the income. So bond funds, you have to spend $20,000 of your principal if you own the bond funds because you still need $40,000 of income. Now, when the Fed started jacking up interest rates, we know the value of bonds went down. So let's say the value of your bond fund went down 10%. So now your $1 million that you put in a bond fund is worth $900,000. Is it back to where it was? Chances are it's not. Why? Because there was a lot of transactions going on in that bond fund that you didn't do, but the portfolio manager did. They were doing some selling. They were doing some other kind of things. But what if you owned that same $1 million of bonds? Guess what? The value of those bonds might have dropped to $900,000, but guess what? They were always paying you the 4 or 5% interest on the $1 million. So you were always getting the $40,000 or $50,000 of interest in 2022, in 2023, and now in 2024. And now that interest rates have leveled off and are going to start coming down, at maturity, you're going to get the $1 million back, assuming there was no defaults. Folks, that's why you buy the individual fixed income securities, not the lazy way. We call it the disease of ease. You know what most brokers do? And if you look at your portfolio and you're like, hey, I do have some money in bonds, but I've got a bunch of bond funds, a bunch of bond ETFs. That is the lazy way of investing for a fixed income. Most advisors don't know a whole lot about it. So the way they get you fixed income, we call it the disease of ease. What they do is they just check a box, throw you in a bunch of bond funds and say, hey, you got 20, 30, 40% in fixed income in bonds. Or they can actually be more deliberate and actually do their job for what you're paying them an advisory fee for, which is go out, research, select the individual securities that make sense, ladder out a bond portfolio, increase your yield, decrease your fees. Folks, that's what you should be paying an advisor for. Pay for the advice. Don't pay for the product. So if you look at your portfolio behind the scenes, if you're not earning 5% plus on all your fixed income, something's wrong with how it's positioned. Not only are short-term interest rates there, but even bonds that go out 3 to 7 years, if you were to ladder them out, you should be getting about a 5% plus yield. If you're in preferred, you should be getting 6%. If you're in business development companies and real estate, 7 to 10%. There are opportunities to remain conservative and defensive-minded and increase your income 5%, 6% plus. Folks, that's being defensive, but it's being tactical and take advantage of what's going on in the world right now. You see, because what happens is most advisors just check a box and they're lazy and they just throw in a bunch of bond funds. You don't get principal protection in bond funds. You don't know what your yield is in bond funds. You don't know what the credit quality of all the individual holdings are in bond funds. You're just throwing your money in a black box, hoping it works out. That's why at Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, if we're going to have fixed income in the portfolio, we buy the individual securities. But we'd love to share that with you. So if it's just a comparison of what you have, like, hey, Mike, I think I got a bunch of bond funds and things in my portfolio. We want to show you the difference between contractual individual securities or those indirect or no contracts at all, like the funds and ETFs. So if it's a comparison of what you could have, what money you're leaving on the table versus what you already have, keep in mind, retirement is about having the most income, all the income you can with the least amount of risk. Imagine that having more income than you need. Whether you want to spend it or not, reinvest it, it's still a good problem to have in retirement. And so to set up a call with us, get a 15-minute strategy call, talk about, does this make sense for you? Raise your hand. It's a complimentary 15-minute strategy call to get your questions answered. 866-316-0822. Again, that's 866-316-0822, or go to crystallaketax.com to set up your 15-minute strategy call. Is your portfolio set up for a paper loss like insurance companies use, or is it set up for a real loss and lesser income? Folks, you're listening to the Retirement Success Blueprint. Today, we're talking about being defensive first in your retirement portfolio, then offense second. That'll catapult you through retirement. First, most people, most brokers have you set up with an offensive first portfolio and defensive second, and that can end very badly for you. We've shared several examples throughout the show today. When you are building wealth, you got to keep in mind they're totally the opposites. Most people, if you want to be successful in retirement, you got to get more defensive. You got to protect what you have. Doesn't mean that you're not in the market. You can be in dividend paying stocks. You can have growth stocks once you've solved for your income and the amount of risk that you're comfortable with. Then you get your offense. But if you're only focusing on offense, just hoping, crossing your fingers and toes, only hoping for growth, then unfortunately you don't have any defense. Therefore, you're gonna be just like that gentleman I talked about in the first segment, which actually reduced his portfolio by 2/3 because he was so focused on offense that when the markets declined, he was continuing to sell through principal, thinking that it was income, but he found out too late. Well, I had a couple in here just recently. Matter of fact, this week, gave me a portfolio with a significant amount of money in it. And the goal of retirement risk report to them was they heard the show quite often and they said, you know what? We want to know where we're getting this extra income from. You keep talking about where it's coming from and so forth. And when I looked at the portfolio, it was broken down into four different accounts. One account wasn't really too bad. It was made up of a bunch of CDs and about half the money and the other half was in municipal tax-free bonds. And so when I looked at that income, it continued to pay independent of conditions. At least this portfolio is designed contractually to do like what we do. But the point of the meeting was the CDs are contractual. Yes, they're contractual. And that's the reason when they have maturity dates. But right now, the most you're going to get is around 5%. That's on the high side. And that may be what, for a year, 18 months? And so what are you going to do in 12 or 18 months from now when you see that CD, it matures, but interest rates have gone down by 1% or 2%? How do you feel about the CD at that time? Are you going to maintain that same course? You see, contractual bonds do, but CDs don't. Contractual bonds, you might go out a little bit longer. If you need money in the short term, sure, use CDs, use treasury bills. But if you need something that this is funding your retirement, then you want to look at 3-year and 5-year and 7-year bonds. You want to kind of ladder those out so you can make sure you're getting that 5% plus, not just today when rates are high, but even when rates decline. You see, on the CD side, they're short term, not long term. Not only that, I reminded this person that if you invest in longer term bonds, and when I say longer term, I'm not talking about 15, 25 years from now. I'm talking 3, 5, 8, 10-year bonds with some of the money, ladder it out. And the reason why is because think about that for a moment. Retirement is a 20, 25, 30-year game. And the question is, how long do you need income for 20, 25, 30 years? And so 1 year, that might be okay. But what are you going to do in a year from now when you have to decide whether you want to continue CDs, but they're giving you that disappointing 2.5%, 3% return? You could see your income cut in half if that's your short-term strategy. Nothing wrong with a short-term investment, by the way. There's a place for that, but not the purpose of retirement income. See, you want to match your long-term liabilities, like a 20 or 30 retirement, with long-term assets. And match your short-term liabilities, like paying cash for a car, paying for a wedding, sending a grandkid to college. That you want to match with short-term commitments, short-term assets for short-term liabilities, and long-term assets for long-term liabilities like retirement. And that's the reason why we say it's such a good time to get in the market of bonds, is because right now they're discounted. Discounted means that if you pay, let's say, 90, 95 cents on the dollar today, you guaranteed to get 100 cents on the dollar at maturity. Or when interest rates go down, the value of that bond goes up. So you make income and you get growth. And I like that proposition better. And not only that, I get the yield equivalent higher than the CD, but I get it for a longer period of time. Now, if you would have bought bonds 2 years ago, it would have been just the opposite. You would have had a lesser yield and you would have had a gain. So the opportunity is better today. And a lot of people are actually passing on those opportunities right now because their advisor's not sharing that with them. And they say, I get it. I understand it. But if you're in your earlier mid-60s, you need longer range yield, not shorter range yield. And you don't want it to go too long where you have interest rate risk or inflation risk, but you won't want it too short either where you're going to miss the boat when rates change. And you're going to have to continue to make new decisions every year or two just because rates are changes. Folks, that's why we build out a plan and ladder these things out. So we have assurances about what our future income looks like, independent of what Jerome Powell and the Fed's doing with interest rates. And I don't know about you, I don't like making new decisions every year about my retirement income. But being in CD market, you must make a new decision each and every year or at maturity. We've got several clients that are like that, to be quite honest with you. Our clients, they don't have to make any decisions at all because we have an analyst that's managing their income-based investments, just like their CDs, their treasuries, their bonds, their preferreds, their real estate, for a longer term. Therefore, they don't have to make short-term decisions with long-term money. They can leave it up to our analyst to do that. So that's one thing that I've seen in the portfolio. The other one is that the other three accounts were all IRA money. The yield went from 4% in that one CD account that they had to about 1% in these IRAs. And wow, don't spend all that at once, right? I mean, 1% on $1 million means that if you were just touching the interest and dividends, not touching any of the principal, you could get $10,000 on $1 million portfolio. It was the same type of portfolio that I see everywhere else. It's all focused on growth. So it's growth first, income second. And it should have been exactly closer to what the first portfolio looked like. So imagine if you got $5 million, I know this is a large number, but I know most of us don't have it. But if you had $5 million, generating about 5% in interest and dividends, that's $250,000. If you've got a $3 million portfolio, averaging 5% cash flow, that's $150,000 of interest and dividends. If you've got a $1 million portfolio, averaging 5% in interest and dividends, and once again, this could be some stock-based dividends too, so you don't have to forsake the market to get this. Here's the thing, $1 million, you could pull out $50,000 a year, not from principal, just from interest and dividends without touching the million. I'll even give you a lower number. You got $500,000 saved up for retirement. Could you use another $25,000 a year, a little couple $1,000s a month of supplemental income if it meant that you wouldn't even be touching the principal? And you can get growth and you can get a rising income. Folks, that's what we do with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. How do we grow the portfolio conservatively? How do we get you more income than you can in other alternatives? How do you make sure that the money lasts as long as you do? I call it eat the eggs, not the chickens. What does that mean? That means get your income from interest and dividends, even stock dividends. Get your income from interest and dividends so you're not touching the principal. Eat the eggs, not the chickens. Now, folks, just before we go to break, because this is a show where in retirement income is the outcome, I put together what I'd like to refer to as our Retirement Success Toolkit. Got a copy of my most recent book, The Retirement Success Blueprint, How to Build a Retirement You Deserve, a companion report, Are You Paying Too Much Taxes in Retirement, and another report, 11 Signs You're Working with the Wrong Advisor. How do you get the complimentary Retirement Success Toolkit? Let us know, 866-316-0822, 866-316-0822, or go to crystallaketax.com. Folks, you are listening to the Retirement Success Blueprint. This is Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. We'll be right back.
You're locked on to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, powered by the Retirement Income Source. So how's this latest stock market roller coaster ride treating you? You've worked too long and too hard scrimping and saving for retirement to have it exposed to this volatility or gobbled up by some retirement spend-down scheme. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over, hoping for different results. It's time to get off the roller coaster and get serious about how you're planning for retirement, so you may have the retirement you've worked so long and so hard for. Call 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822. Or visit us online at crystallaketax.com.
Right now, we're offering the free report, The Importance of Financial Defense. It was the great Alabama coach Bear Bryant who once said, defense wins championships. And you can bet almost every great coach in nearly every sport has shared this same philosophy. The Importance of Financial Defense will answer two key questions. Is another major drop possible? And if it happens, how big of an impact might it have on you? The Importance of Financial Defense, available free right now from the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart. For your free copy, call 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822. Or visit CrystalLakeTax.com.
Welcome back to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, powered by the Retirement Income Source.
All day today, we've been talking about offense versus defense. You can have both, but you gotta know the distinction and the priority between the two. Matter of fact, most people have their money right now in the market playing offense at the time of their life. Defense should be first, offense should be second. All that really comes down to, and I talked about it just before the break, is something what we call eat the eggs, not the chickens. Folks, when you are approaching retirement, when you're in retirement, you know you need supplemental income off of your investments. You don't want to cannibalize or spend through any of the principal. You need to make sure you are cash flowing. If you got $1 million and you need $50,000, $40,000 of supplemental income, you need to be getting 4 to 5% interest and dividends off the portfolio so you never have to touch the $1 million. Folks, that's eat the eggs, not the chickens. Most brokers out there, they got you in these high growth strategies, and that's great, like last year when the market went up and you got your face ripped off in 2022. Folks, there's a lot of volatility ahead of us, a lot of concerns in the market. We had a presidential election, inflation's creeping back up, the Fed's pushing back, decreasing interest rates. We got a potential recession on the horizon. You need to be prepared for that today. At Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, we are wealth managers. What's the difference between investment brokers and wealth managers? An investment broker only handles your investments. They meet you once, twice a year, show you a bunch of charts, tell you your money went up or down. That's it. If you need tax strategies, they say go see your tax person. If you got estate planning questions, they tell you go see your estate planning attorney. Folks, this is your life savings we're talking about. Your advisor should be able to provide the lead on all aspects of your financial life, investments, taxes, estate. At Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, we like to consider ourselves the general manager of your financial team. Under one roof, we have fiduciary financial planners, CPAs, enrolled agents, notaries, paralegals, and we work with a legal team for your estate planning. We coordinate it all under one roof, so that everybody looks through the same prism and knows exactly what you need to do to maximize your income, minimize your risk, minimize your taxes, and make sure that you leave the legacy that you want. Assisting our clients with these things is where there's real value. Pay for the advice, don't pay for the product. Don't get sold all these complicated investments. Don't get sold all these commission-based type of investments. Your life is more complicated than your investments. We make sure your money's protected, you get all the income you need in retirement, and you're legally paying the least amount of taxes so you can leave the legacy that you want. Every week on the Retirement Success Blueprint, we dig through these strategies. If you've got a question, we got answers. 866-316-0822. 866-316-0822. I put together what I'd like to refer to as our Retirement Success Toolkit. Got a copy of my most recent book, The Retirement Success Blueprint, How to Build the Retirement You Deserve, a companion report, Are You Paying Too Much Taxes in Retirement, and another report, 11 Signs You're Working with the Wrong Advisor. How do you get the complimentary Retirement Success Toolkit? Let us know. 866-316-0822. 866-316-0822, or go to CrystalLakeTax.com. I want to thank you for joining us this week for the Retirement Success Blueprint. This is your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, with offices in Madison, the Chicago area, and working with clients all across this great country. Great financial tax-focused financial planning advice knows no geography. If you enjoyed the show, tell a friend. If you know someone who could use conservative tax-focused financial planning advice, don't keep us a secret. Until next week, be safe, be humble, and never settle for anything less than you deserve.
That's all the time we have for today. To speak with Michael off the air, call 866-316-0822. And for more information about how to make the switch to retirement income, visit us online at CrystalLakeTax.com. Michael will be back again next week at this same time for another Retirement Success Blueprint.
Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisory firm. Crystal Lake Tax and Sound Income Strategies, LLC are not associated entities. Crystal Lake Tax is a franchisee of Retirement Income Source, LLC. Retirement Income Source, LLC and Sound Income Strategies, LLC are associated entities.